Amen. Tumaze iminsi tuvuga umusaraba.
So we've been talking about the cross.
Ariko ntawavuga umusaraba ngo urangize ibyo umusaraba ngo ubirangize.
And we cannot talk about it and exhaust it.
Kuko umusaraba,
because the cross,
niryo shingiro ry'agakiza kacu.
It is the core of our salvation.
Nta musaraba,
so without the cross,
ntagakiza kaba gahari.
There will be no salvation.
Nta Kristo bwaba buhari.
And there will be no Christianity.
Twaba turi hano turi muri assembly turi aho nyine twateranye.
So we'll be gathering in vain.
Twaba turi mu nama nk'inama z'ubukwe cyangwa zikindi.
It'll be like you know, a meeting to prepare for a wedding or something else.
Umusaraba.
But the cross
dukurikiye,
that we are following,
niyo shingiro.
It is the core.
Niyo shingiro ryo kwizera kwacu.
Of our faith.
Umwana umwe yaratashye abwira ababyeyi be avuye mu materaniro nkaya.
There is a child who went at home and spoke to his parents when he was coming from a gathering like this.
Atari ko nje ntabwo njya nkunda ko bigisha iteka umusaraba.
And he said, I don't like them to always teach about the cross.
Ati bavuga umusaraba, umusaraba, umusaraba.
And he said, they keep on talking about the cross and again.
Ati tukarangiza tuvuga umusaraba nta kindi twavuze.
And even at the end, we are still talking about the cross without mentioning something else.
Ariko twiyo turi hano.
But when we are here,
nabo bavugaga umusaraba.
Even those who are talking about the cross,
nabo bavuga umusaraba.
Actually, they are not talking about the cross.
Baba bavuga wundi wari ku musaraba.
Actually, they are talking about the one who was crucified.
Baba bavuga wa wundi. Hallelujah. Baba bavuga wundi wari wikoreye umusaraba.
They are talking about the one who carried the cross.
Baba bavuga wa wundi batukaga ahetse umusaraba.
They are talking about the one who was insulted when he was carrying the cross.
Barimo bacira ahetse umusaraba.
The one who was spitting when he was carrying the cross.
Barimo bavuga wa wundi ahetse umusaraba wabwiye abadamu barimo barira ati mwiririre mwe n'abana banyu.
They talk about the one who was carrying the cross and told the women who were weeping, weep for yourself and the children. So when we are talking about the cross, when we say these are teachings about the cross, we are not talking about that piece of wood. The cross, even people take it lightly, because the cross without Jesus, it will be nothing. There's a person who told me recently, and he said in Zambia, when they make a sign of the cross, they start from the left. And he said, I was really grieved by this. But I said, whether they start from the left or from the right, it doesn't mean
anything.
Have you ever seen soccer players when they're about to start a game, they make a sign of the cross? So that
would
be in vain. Or putting a cross on our neck, just for that, it would be in vain. So even looking at just at that piece of wood, it doesn't have any importance. Because when we talk about the cross, actually, we are talking about the one who was crucified. We talk about the one who died on the cross. Because the price he paid it on the cross. But he did not give value to that piece of wood on the cross. But it is the death on the cross that made him to become who he became. Or that enabled us to receive what he gave us. So there is one man who is a pastor. He showed his friend his church. So he had finished to build a building for his church. The same way this building may be a very nice one, and on which a lot of money was spent. Now, he went just to show him about the church he had completed, just to boast about it. So now, when they were just looking, he started telling him. And then you can see this is the amount we spent on the roof. It was a very nice building. And then he was showing even him the chairs and indicating the amount they spent on them. The equipment for the sound system, we spent a lot of money on them. So he kept on telling him different things. And how indeed they spent a lot of money on those equipment. And then he showed him a piece of wood of the cross like the one which is hanged over there.
No.
Now he showed him a cross made of gold. Now he said the most expensive thing among the things we purchased, it is that cross. And he said the way you are able to look at it, it is made of pure gold. And he said it is made of gold. And it was really very expensive for
us.
And he told him millions they spent to purchase it. Now his friend looked at him, but he said it wasn't a good deal. But he said it was a good deal because it is pure gold. Because if you weigh it, you realize that the money we bought it is equivalent. But the other one said it was not a good deal. But the other one said no. But he kept on insisting because he said the cross they gave you is fake. But he said, no, it's pure gold. Now, the other one said, because the original one, we got it for free, not for money. So that piece of wood, the real one, the original one, so what was done on the cross, we received it for free. And that is why we say the cross. Actually, we mean the one who carried and who was crucified on it.
Amen.
Amen.
Iyo dusomye intumwa uko zatwandikiye uko zandika.
If we look at how the apostles or the disciples wrote,
banditse bavuga cyane bavugaga kuri Yesu.
Actually, the emphasis was on Jesus.
Ariko iyo ubonye Yesu bandika.
But when you look at how they write about Jesus, they mention, they wrote about his birth. And then it appears as if they forget about him just a little bit. And then they wrote about the 3 years that he lived. But when they reached to his death at the cross, all the four writers of the Gospels, they wrote so many things. Because what brought Jesus here, it was to redeem us. He had to redeem us on the cross. So all other stories, of course, though they are important, but they are not the most important part. The most important thing was the way he redeemed us. And even Paul said it well. And he said in 1 Corinthians from the first chapter starting from verse 23. It says, but we
tubabwiriza ibya Kristo wabambwe,
preach Christ crucified,
uwo ku Bayuda ni ikigusha,
to the Jews a stumbling block,
ku banyamahanga ni ubupfu,
and to the Greeks foolishness,
ariko kubahamagawe n'Abayuda n'Abagiriki ni Kristo,
but to those who are called and both Jews and Greeks,
ariwe imbaraga z'Imana kandi n'ubwenge bwayo,
Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. So in another version it says,
nyamara twebweho dutangaza ibya Kristo wabambwe ku musaraba. Abayahudi ibyo birabashegesha bikababera ikigusha. Ngo naho abagereki cyangwa abanyamahanga ngo bibabera ubupfu. Ngo nyamara ku bantu Imana yahamagaye nkatwe. Baba abayahudi cyangwa abagereki, abagereki ubwo nitwe. Kristo ni ububasha bw'Imana n'ubwenge bwayo. Amen.
Amen.
Rero bene data,
a brethren,
burya igisubizo,
so the answer or the solution,
kingana n'ikibazo,
equals to the problem.
Kandi aho ikibazo cyavuye,
and where the solution came from,
niho n'igisubizo kigomba kugaruka.
It is where the problem should come back to.
Ahavuye ikibazo niho hagomba kujya n'igisubizo.
So where the issue came from, that is the same place where the answer should go to.
Iyo turebye ibibazo byose dufite,
so if you look at all the problems that we have,
biva ahantu hamwe.
They come from the same source.
N'umusaraba waje,
even the cross that came,
uza gushyiraho igisubizo.
Are coming to bring a solution.
Titre y'inyigisho yanjye navugaga ko umusaraba ariwo gisubizo.
The title of today's message, it says the cross is the answer.
Mperutse kujya kwivuza.
There's a time I went for medical treatment.
Ano nagiye kwivuza mu badivi.
So where I went to an Adventist clinic. So I also had to go to a clinic of Seventh-day Adventists. So it is a place located in Nyamirambo, so I went there. But I was really happy that I went there. I found people like the same number closer to the one of us seated here. And I realized they have started. Now, before treating them, giving them medical treatment, they preach to them. So they were telling them. They were telling them that each sickness, whichever sickness, it comes from sin. Whichever sickness. So let me also add, whichever issue or problem, it comes from sin. So I was really glad because that is where I even got the teachings of today. Because they had a privilege from God. So they serve God, they treat people who are sick. So God gave them a platform to teach people beyond giving them medical treatment. Because when a person is sick, they're attentive. When you are sick, you are attentive. Now they said, whichever sickness that you may be having, it comes from sin. Because sin, it is the sin that made us go away from God. Before the fall in Eden, there was no sickness. But there was no death also. So there was fellowship with God. But when sin came in, the humankind, immediately he was chased away, and even problems started. Now, for us to go back where there are no sicknesses and issues, so the answer that was supposed to bring the person to the original place. And that is why I'm saying where the problem comes from. It is the same place the answer is supposed to come from.
Yes,
so when Jesus came, so he came in order to bring us back to our original place. So in other words, we who know him, he came to bring us back to our original place. Because we who know him,
tumizera,
and who believe in him,
turahari, twasubiyeyo, niho turi.
So we went back. That is where we are.
Buriya niba hariho ikintu rero,
if there is something
gihangayikishije isi
that is making the world anxious,
ni indwara.
Sicknesses.
Indwara.
People are afraid of sickness because of where sicknesses lead them to. People say that here on earth, the most costly thing even to people and even governments, there are food, and then the second
one
are drugs.
No kivus.
And medicines and the cost which is spent. Even other things people do as preventive measures so that they don't fall sick. You realize others who go for sports to fight against sicknesses. Others no longer take oil. And others eat grass like cows. So each person is trying to do everything possible so that he doesn't fall sick. So even people, people are intelligent.
There
are laboratories which are doing experiments in order to find a way so that a person can live without dying. So for them to work, they need funding. And And they say the one who will be able to discover that medicine, so will be able to get. And people would invest their money. Actually, they are even saying that in 50 years to come, they will be able to discover that medicine. So there's something small that's going to change on DNA, so that. But I do not agree with that. Because they do not know the origin of sickness. Because if you look at sicknesses, they do fight against them. When malaria broke out a long time ago, they found a medicine against it. So after discovering it, there was cholera. Then they were able to find a medicine against it. So after discovering it, there were other diseases. And they also found a medicine against them. So today there's Ebola and they're looking for a medicine. So they're not able to find the appropriate medicine against sickness unless they know the source of sickness. Apart from us who know this, otherwise people will be spending their money in vain. They are misleading themselves. Now, despite all those researches that are being done, the world is becoming even worse. So as I told you, people are afraid of where the sickness will lead them to. So they are afraid of death. People are afraid of death. Indeed, because they don't know where they will go after. Even in our conversation where people are mourning, people don't want to talk about death. When you start engaging into conversation and tell people that they will die, you know, they become so scared. Because in Eden, there was no sicknesses and death. So death could not be there. And in the midst of that garden of Eden, there was a tree of life. So the tree of life could not be together with death. But when the humankind was chased away from Eden, because God had told a man, he said, look at that tree. It is a tree of life. And you should not eat its fruits. But the day you are going to eat its fruits, surely you are going to die. Now, a person decided to eat on the fruits of that tree. So as God had said, death came. Therefore, death, it is a punishment of disobedience. When a person is punished, and so they have to fulfill conditions related to the punishment. However, the punishment may be replaced by something else. So the punishment that was upon us, there is someone else who paid for it. There is someone else who redeemed it. There is someone else who purchased it. And he paid for it on the cross. Now, after paying for it on the cross, so that sin was no longer counted on us. So now we walk freely and there is no longer condemnation on us. So the worship team was saying that we received peace on the cross. That they received victory. And they no longer fear death. Those are not just mere words. Us, we are not going back to school. But we live. We no longer are like those who do not have faith. So there is that place where there is no death. So let's read in Romans chapter 14. Where Paul wrote to the Romans,
chapter 14,
from verse 7 to
9.
For none of us lives to himself, and none dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord,
kandi niba dupfa, dupfa kubw'umwami.
And if we die, we die to the Lord.
Nuko rero,
therefore,
niba turiho cyangwa niba dupfa,
whether we live or die,
turaba umwami.
We are the Lord's.
Kuko icyatumye Yesu Kristo apfa kazuka.
For to this end Christ died and rose,
kwari ukugira ngo abe umwami w'abapfuye n'abazima,
and lived again that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living.
Ako murakumvise?
Did you hear this?
Muziko tutava iwacu tuba dufite umwami, iyo turi bazima dufite umwami ni Yesu.
When we are alive, we have the same Lord who is Jesus.
Niba turiho, turiho kubwe.
If we are living, we are living for
ariko
him.
Ariko niba dupfuye, nabwo tupfuye muri Yesu.
And if we are dying, we die in Jesus.
Umwami wacu ni Yesu.
Our Lord is Jesus.
Ofete turacyari mu bwami bumwe.
In other words, we are in the same kingdom.
Niba tukiri mu bwami bumwe rero,
so if you are still in the same kingdom, therefore,
no kwimuka ahubwo ntabwo twimutse.
So we did not shift.
Tugumye hahandi twari turi.
We are still in the same place.
Ntabwo rero dukwiye gutinya.
So we should not be afraid.
Ntabwo dukwiye gutinya.
We should not be afraid.
Kuko niba ubwami twarimo ari ubwa Yesu.
If we were in the kingdom of Jesus,
tukaba tugiye tukaja mu bwami bwa Yesu.
And we are going once again
umwami
in the kingdom
wacu
of God.
Yari Yesu.
Our Lord was Jesus.
Yesu ni umwami wacu.
Jesus is once again our Lord.
Twatinya iki?
So what should we be afraid of?
Amen.
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 So if you live in Kigali, for example, and then you say, I'm going to shift and go to Rwamagana. So what should you be afraid of? Because the laws are the same. The leaders are the same. So the kingdom is the same. When it rains in Rwamagana, it also rains in Kigali. You should not be afraid because actually you are in the, still in the same place. So this is what even Paul is saying, he said, for no one of us lives for himself, and no one dies for himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord.
So when I'm
talking about the world, I'm talking about those who are outside. There is nothing the world can do about that, apart from people to join that kingdom. That kingdom alone, it is the only one which is there. It is the only answer. So in Revelations, chapter
1,
verse
18,
it says,
Uhoraho. Icyakora nari narapfuye ariko none dore mporaho iteka ryose kandi mfite imfunguzo z'urupfu n'izikuzimu.
I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death.
Ero urumva twatsinzwe urubanza.
So there was we were condemned in the judgment.
No, no. Tubonye igihano.
We received the punishment.
N'igihano kirimo indwara kikabamo n'urupfu.
So the punishment includes death and sicknesses.
Ariko Yesu aje,
but when Jesus came,
yaje gukuraho icyo gihano.
He came to remove that punishment.
Yaje gukuraho icyo gihano.
He came to remove that punishment.
Akuyeho icyo gihano.
Now when he removed that punishment,
cyari indwara n'urupfu, yakuyeho indwara, yakuyeho no gupfa.
So he also removed death and sicknesses.
Ariko iyo tuvuga ngo yakuyeho indwara kuraho no gupfa.
So when we say that he removed sicknesses and death, you should understand this rightly. Brethren, Christians, we do not
change
often. We may do it, but we don't do it often. You don't know how you are. Actually, you have a body, but you also have the spirit and the soul. When God comes to speak to you, or when you are speaking to him, when you are having a dialogue working together, God works with your spirit. So in the spiritual realm, there is everything.
ntabwo kubibona.
So you are not able to see that.
Ngo ukukorana n'Imana ntabwo ushobora kubibona.
You are not able to see how you work with God unless you are in the spirit. Because the kingdom of Jesus that we're talking about, we are in it. But when we meet with another person outside who does not belong to that kingdom, and he looks at us in the flesh,
he
did not know that we belong to that kingdom. But as we are aware of that kingdom and we are part of it, so once a person has reached in that level, that is when these words that we are talking about are able to become clear. So Jesus came and to heal us from our sicknesses. He healed people. And even some people were even raised from
death.
But those he raised from death, there are times I wish and I said, I'm happy that I do not become Lazarus. Try to imagine to die twice. Because Lazarus, despite after being raised from the dead, he died again. So even though he had victory over the first death, but he feared even the second.
So
Jesus is not come just to raise people from death
indwara,
or to remove sicknesses
only.
But even if you look at it, he had compassion. I think he was compassionate like another human being. However, he did not heal everybody. If he wished, he would have even healed all the sicknesses in Israel. So if he had raised Lazarus permanently, we would even know where he lives today. However, this shows you that he was giving us an illustration, and he was able to show things in the physical world so that people can believe what happens in the spiritual realm.
Amen.
So there's a time Jesus spent the whole day healing those who are sick, teaching.
Ariko ari bugari hamwe n'intumwa za Yohana Umubatiza yatumye aba intumwa ateko namwe mugende mundebere ibyo kweze murebe.
And then John the Baptist sent his followers to go and observe what Jesus was doing. Now, Jesus sent the followers of John the Baptist in Luke chapter
7,
verse 22.
Handitse ngo, hanyuma asubiza izo ntumwa ati, hanyuma arabasubiza ati, nimugende mubwire Yohani ibyo mubonye n'ibyo mwumvise.
So Jesus answered and said to them, go and tell John the things you have seen and heard.
Impumyi zirahumuka.
The blind see.
Abamugaye baragenda.
The lame walk.
Ababembe barakira.
The lepers are cleansed.
Ibipfa amatwi birumva.
The deaf hear.
Abapfuye barazuka.
The dead are raised.
N'abakene baragezwaho ubutumwa bwiza.
And the poor have the gospel preached to them.
Yesu atumye kuri Yohana Umubatiza.
So Jesus sent a message to John the Baptist.
Ati mugende mumubwire ibyo mubonye.
Go and tell him what you have seen.
Ati kuko.
Because it's not an issue of doing miracles. It's not a business of saying that healing people.
And
I'm preaching the gospel. Actually, the business of Jesus was the gospel, to preach the gospel. It was his business. Healing the inner person. The cross came from the inner person who is connecting to God. So even Jesus healed the paralytic person that they brought through the roof, who was carried by his friends.
So when
they failed to get in, they destroyed the roof so that he would be able to get
in.
But in that place, there were
Pharisees.
And Pharisees were always against what Jesus was doing. So they criticized everything that Jesus was saying.
No, no, Luke 5:23.
So now in Luke chapter 5 from verse 23, it
says,
so now this is a question that Jesus asked the Pharisees. Which is easier? To say your sins are forgiven you, or to say, rise up and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. Now he said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. Immediately he rose up before them, took up what he had been laying on, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. So there are two things here. So they brought to him a paralyzed man. So when they brought this person who was paralyzed, of course Jesus would be able to see that person. But Jesus was grieved by the spiritual status of that person. Now he said, your sins are forgiven. Now here Jesus is removing a sin. So immediately, it means when he removes sin, even those things that were accompanying the sin will depart. Now, when he said that his sins are forgiven, the Pharisees say that he's boasting. And they said, is there a person who has the capacity to forgive sins apart from God?
No, no, yes, sir.
Now, Jesus answered them as follows. Tell me, among these two things, what is the most difficult thing to do? To tell a person that his sins are forgiven, or to tell that person to arise and go. So what is more difficult? To work in the spirit or to work in the flesh? The infirmity that this person had was in the flesh.
However,
sins were in the spirit. When Jesus works in the spirit, when God works in the spirit, if you align things concerning you and God in the spirit that are not visible to people, even the visible things follow. Now, these miracles that Jesus performed, they were not enough. Because he will do this to one person and another. But what it illustrates to us, it gives us a picture, it gives us a taste of what Jesus is able to do. Because people, we people, we look in the flesh. Many people look through the flesh. But the actual work is done in the spirit. When I look at you, I look at you with my eyes. However, brethren, when God is looking at you, he's looking at you in the spirit. I'm really scared because of this. I'm scared of this. Because before I think that person who is seated there at the back, before speaking, I have to think and say, oh God,
man,
God. I'm not talking about those older, but I'm, you know, I'm afraid. Because God does not see the same way I see. I may judge. I may judge. I may look at a situation and make a judgment. But may God forgive me because of this. Because I'm not supposed to judge. Because I'm like a blind person. I'm like blind. Spiritually. Unless by God's mercy God is able to open my eyes. That is when I'm able to say so and so. But even in that situation, I'm not judged. So we have hope, therefore, that on the cross, Jesus conquered death. There's one word that Jesus said, and which is very important. Jesus said, it is finished. But when I look, when Jesus said, it is finished, God heard it, and even the devil. But we have not yet understood this. We have not yet understood that Jesus said it is finished on the cross. But indeed, Jesus said it is finished. And the Bible says that Jesus came to destroy all the works of the devil. All evil works. And Jesus finished all that on the cross.
Amen.
Amen. So therefore, we have hope. I like Paul when he said that death was swallowed by victory. So let's read the scripture. First Corinthians chapter 15. And read from verse 54. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
Amen.
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 And then he continues saying,
oh
death. And he was boasting on death. And saying, oh death. Where is your victory? Oh death. Where is your sting? So death is no longer there, even its sting. Because the sting he means sin. It means sin. So the sting is no longer there. Therefore, when we reach here, and this is where we have our hope, where in Revelation, in Revelation chapter 21, that he'll wipe all their tears, and death will no longer be there. And they no longer have wailing because the old will be gone. So we should not be afraid of death. Because death does not belong to us. Because it was removed. Now going to be able to go back. There is a way. There is a door. There is a door. And that door, we can call it death. And it is the same death that reconciles you with your Redeemer. Because in Hebrews, there's a passage where they say people were meant to die. But they die the physical death. However, but they don't die spiritually. It's a matter of entering.
Mene data.
So, brethren,
I have
a relative who is sick, and that sickness cannot be healed.
Iyo umuntu uvuze ngo agiye kumureba abayihe urumva kujya kure umuntu bahimisi biba bibabaje.
So, you know, it's really pitiful when a person is given a number of days to. So whenever I go there, I'm not happy. But when I come back from there, I'm always
grateful.
Because she gives you a hope. She would sing to you hymns of going to heaven while, even though she's laying on her bed. And she would even teach you. Recently she told me, surgery, but she came back. When she was undergoing surgery, they injected her anesthesia. So she had a dream. Now she was overtaken and then she saw a river. And then she saw a man who had put on white robes on the other side of
the river.
Though now she's old, actually older than me, but she could see herself being like 18 years old, and she wanted to jump on the other side because it appeared to be a good place. Now that man on the other side said, please hold on. It is not yet time. And he said, go back, but I'll tell you the time will come. And then now she was able to wake up. And now the doctor said, actually she was about to die. And then she will tell you that she's missing to go back to that same place. And she said, I saw that place. It's a very nice place.
You
know, and she would say, these medicines that are prescribing to me, at that time I really don't want to take them. But she would say, however, what prevented me from going that time, I'm not. And the reason why I was told to wait, I know it. And he said, when that time when I was sick, when I was going to undergo surgery, I asked God and said, my God, don't take me when I have not yet seen the wedding of my child. And that's what made me come back. Now I was able to see the wedding. So what else is remaining? Should I say and ask God for a grandchild? But I wanted just a wedding. And then when she says that, we realize that actually what we are saying is the truth. Because we are able to see a person who experienced
it.
I have my sister, the one I follow next. Long time ago, she fell sick. And the child died in her womb. So the child died in the womb.
No.
Actually, she had lost consciousness like for a few days. And then she saw a man. Now she saw a man. So the man would prevent her from passing. And he will tell her that she doesn't have a passport to continue. And she said, which passport are you talking about? She is a Catholic, charismatic.
No?
And then the man said it is the Bible and the book of hymns. And then she was brought back. Now, before she was able to come back to her senses and be able to talk to people, she would say, Bible, Bible, Bible. When she did wake up, there were like 20 Bibles around her. And she would say, I was really grieved to come back. And she said it was a very nice place. It was a very nice place. It was a white place.
ati hari abantu beza
and nice people
ati umugabo ntiyatumye mbageraho
but that person could not allow me to reach there.
Murumva rero
so as you understand
abona abantu nzi namwe muzabandi
those are people that I know and
ariko,
maybe knowing others
hari ahantu ntabwo ari habi nkuko tubitekereza
but that place is not as bad as we think
kandi tugomba kuhaje
and definitely we have to go there
tugomba kuhaje
we need to go there
icyo dukuru uyu munsi nikirangira.
So what we are doing today, when we complete it,
ikimana yadutegetse nikirangira.
What God has ordered us to do, when it comes to an end,
tuzagenda.
We'll go.
Ariko tugiye turahazi.
And we know where we are going.
Kuko umusaraba wadushyira ni nk'ikiraro dutambukiraho.
Because the cross has been like a bridge that we cross.
Dukwiye kuba nk'abandi batinya.
We should not be like those who are scared. So now, if we are scared, what would be the use of the cross? However, we are not scared. When Paul would look at that place in Philippians, chapter 1 from verse
21,
so he said, for me to live is Christ. And to die is gain. But if I live on the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor. Yet, what shall I choose? I cannot tell.
Ngomeze murunga wangabo. Kuko nifuza kugenda ngombane na Kristo kuko aribyo birushaho kumbera byiza cyane.
For I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is a far better.
Ngo nyamara kubganyu no kuguma mu mubiri nibyo bimpwiriye.
Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you.
Ngo Paul ntazi icyo yakora.
So here Paul was confused.
Arifuza kubana na Kristo, arifuza kwigendera.
He desires to go and be with Christ.
Ariko kandi afite ibyashinzwe muri aba bantu.
But at the same time there's a responsibility he has towards these people.
No, kubaho abayeho kubwa Kristo.
Now he's living for Christ.
Ariko ngo no gupfa.
At the same time,
ngo ni nyunguye kuko abagiye kubana na Kristo.
Death is gain for him because he'll go and live with Christ.
Ngo none se yakora iki?
Now what should he do? What can he do?
Natwe rero dukwiye kubaho.
So even us, we need to live.
Imana yaduhaye ibyo gukora.
God has given us things to do.
Turimo turabikora.
And we are fulfilling
ariko
them.
Ariko igihe bizabirangiye.
But when they'll come to an end.
Tuzishimire kugira ngo tugende tubane na Kristo.
We should be happy to go and live with Christ.
Kuko kubana na Kristo ntabwo ni byiza ni inyungu.
Because also being with Christ, it is gain for us.
Aho kugira ngo tube ahantu dutinya.
Now instead of being in a place where we are afraid.
Reka ahantu tuvuga ahubwo duse n'abahakumbura.
Let's actually miss that place to be in that place.
Bagomba tuhakumbure.
Let's miss that place.
Ariko tuzi ko kwakumura no kwagira tugomba kurangiza ibyo twate dushinzwe gukora.
But for us to be there we need to fulfill first what we're called to do.
Tugire umwete wo gukora ibyiza.
So let's have the zeal to do what is good.
Reka tugire umwete wo gukora ibyo tugomba gukora.
Let's be zealous to do what we are supposed to do.
Dukore ibyo tugomba gukora.
Do what we are supposed to do.
Nitumara gukora.
And then once we are completed.
Tuzaje ahandi.
We'll go to that place.
Ahari inyungu.
Where there is gain.
Yo kubana na Kristo.
Or being with
Christ. So icyo ukora uyu munsi gikore.
So do what you are supposed to do today.
Gikore neza.
And do it well.
Gikore neza.
Do it well.
Kugira ngo.
So that.
Umunsi bikarangiye.
The day it comes to an end.
Bazakubwira nk'amugaragu mwiza.
They'll tell you like the good steward.
Ngwino.
They say please come.
Ngo karibu.
Please come, you're welcome. Because you have fulfilled what you're supposed to do. So come and sit with Jesus on the right side of the path. So the cross changes the way we look at death. Sicknesses will be there. And we'll fall sick. We'll go to hospitals. We'll do sport. We'll go to hospitals. And pray that the doctor will be able to find the right medicine so that we can be healed. However, and even if we are not healed,
we
will not be discouraged. Even Paul was telling us about death and remaining here on earth. He also had a sickness and it did not heal. But this should not prevent us from knowing that there is an answer. And the real one, the real solution is there. Because the Bible tells us salvation is found in no one else. And there is no other name which has been given in heaven and here on earth that in which we should be saved. So that name of Christ, Christ who was crucified, on the cross, the original cross that I mentioned, we have him and we walk with him. Let's thank God and praise Jesus who justified us. He justified us against sin that had brought everything through his grace so that he was able to be crucified for us. And he paid on our behalf what we're not able to pay. So we should be glad, therefore. No one likes stories about death. You may not have appreciated this as well. However, go to the place that I told you. Where we as Christians, we are supposed to be. Where we fellowship with God. And see how God sees. Because according to death, there is no spiritual death. There is no death. It is going to the kingdom. Actually, it's remaining in the kingdom that it used to be in. So there's no shifting. So let's hold fast on that. And hold fast on that. Doing what we are supposed to do today. So actually, everything we said, each person is supposed to do what he's supposed to do today. Because that sickness and death, they bring fear. And that fear should not be in us. Do what you're supposed to do without fear. And when the time to shift comes, you'll shift without a debt behind.
Amen.
So we've been talking about the cross for some time. The cross is our story. It is our salvation. And it is the basis of our Christianity. If you are here and you have not yet received the one we are talking about, who is in that cross,
because
when we talk about the cross, we are talking about Jesus. So if you have not yet received Jesus, you can stand up so that we can pray for you, because the stories we are talking about, let not it be a story for others, but let it be your own story. So that you can say that from today, even though you may die, you are not scared. Because I will not be going far. Actually, I'll be in the same kingdom. So if you have not yet entered into that kingdom, do not depart from here without entering into it. You have made a very good decision. Because the cross is ready to welcome you. It's stretching its hands to welcome you.
Kandi natwe twese uko turi hano.
And all of us, as we have gathered here,
umunsi umwe natwe twarahagurutse.
One day we took the same decision.
Turavuga amakuru tuzi, ariko natwe hari igihe tutari tuyazi nk'uko turahaguruka.
So there's a time also we're not aware of this, but we started. So we have made a very good decision. So we are thankful to God for being with us. It's not easy to talk about the cross, because so there's a proverb in Rwanda that The one who narrates the story is the one who has experienced it. So I believe that only Jesus is able, he's the only one who is able to describe it in the best way. Because carrying your sins and carrying my sins as well, it was not easy to carry the sins of all the people. But he did it. He redeemed us. And now where we are is the one who positioned us here. Thank you, therefore. May God bless you. And also keep me in your prayers.
Ooh.